Welcome to this week's edition of Touring Politics, where I tour Scotland to speak to the great and good of this nation's political arena. This week I'll be looking at the election of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader, and how this could impact on the fortunes of Scottish Labour. Today I'm on Holyrood Road in Edinburgh, the hub of Scottish political life. On my left I have the Parliament, where I'll be heading to speak to Labour MSP Neil Findlay, one of the few parliamentary members throughout the UK to endorse Mr Corbyn, before hiking back up the steep and windy road to St John's Land, part of the University of Edinburgh, where I'll be speaking to Professor Nicola McEwen, an expert in Scottish politics and a leading figure in the Centre for Constitutional Change. But firstly, we hear why we are where we are.
We're going to shape the future of everyone in this country in a way that I think will be remembered as something that is good for everyone, that brings about the justice that we all crave, and that is what brought us into this wonderful party and this wonderful movement ourselves. We don't have to be unequal. It doesn't have to be unfair. Poverty isn't inevitable. Things can, and they will, change. Thank you very much.
The once 200-1 outsider won by a landslide in September's leadership elections, following a bruising electoral defeat for the party across the UK, but certainly nowhere more than in Scotland. There was once a saying that you could put a Labour rosette on a donkey in Scotland, and chances are he'll be the next MP. But the SNP surge at Westminster has seen the political map of Scotland turn a firm yellow, with 56 out of 59 seats. Polls suggest the paint isn't wearing off either, and the Scottish Parliament on my left looks set for another SNP majority. The question is, can Corbyn's new brand of politics lead the Labour resurgence, or is the position as the voice of discontent already taken? I ask the experts.
Neil Findlay, MSP for the Lothians and former leadership contender for Scottish Labour. Thank you very much for speaking to me. First question I suppose I have to ask is, how will Corbyn's election as leader at national level affect the fortunes of Scottish Labour?
I think it has potential to have quite a significant impact on Scottish politics. Over the last decade or so, we've witnessed the SNP successfully park itself on Labour territory and talk the language of social justice and fairness and equality. So, in effect, talk left, but the actual actions of them very much are of a centre-centre-right, particularly in economic policy. So, kind of label that rhetoric over reality. That they talk a good game, but the reality is much different. And with Corbyn, what you've got is the real deal. Nobody can question his commitment to anti-austerity politics. He's been arguing that case for 30 years. Nobody can question his commitment to public services. Nobody can question his commitment to human rights and trade union rights and standing up for working people. So I think there's now a real challenge to the SNP on that whole agenda, and that people now have the opportunity to see a real, very significant alternative that has clear red water between us and the SNP.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that can be rescued in time for May, or do you think is it an SNP majority in waiting?
Well, no one should underestimate the challenge that we've got. Nobody. I mean, we saw what happened at the general election for various reasons. So, you know, nobody underestimates the challenge that we've got. This is the start of a rebuilding process, and we will be fighting for every vote and every seat across the country.
And you think that will resonate with the UK people and the Scottish people in time for 2020?
Well, that's the challenge that we've got, and that's we have to make that case. And I think we will, you know, obviously with a new leader in place only in a few weeks. But as we develop our programme, and people see very clearly the agenda that Jeremy and John McDonnell and others want to follow, I think that would be very attractive.
So there remains a confidence in Labour ranks. It's the early days of a new beginning for them, and a radical change at that. While many of his colleagues have reservations, Neil Findlay believes his man has what it takes to lead the socialist charge both in Scotland and in the UK. I also wanted to hear an academic perspective, however, on whether Mr Corbyn has what it takes to reach out to the average voter in Scotland. Time to make my way up the road to the University of Edinburgh.
So thank you, Nicola McEwen, Associate Director at the Centre on Constitutional Change. And so is the election of Jeremy Corbyn, is that going to impact on Scottish Labour? Is that going to win people over?
It remains to be seen. I mean, one of the interesting things about Jeremy Corbyn is that while he has engaged with social and economic issues and has put forward some radical ideas on those sorts of traditional socialist issues, He really hasn't engaged with the Scottish issue or the territorial issue or the issue of devolution at all. He hasn't engaged with that, doesn't appear to understand devolution very much, and so falls into that category of politicians who say we need to move on and move on to other more important or deemed to be more important issues. So that suggests to me that it might actually be very difficult for him to capture back some of that ground, because those who are the most sort of to the left in terms of social and economic issues, who might be sympathetic to a Jeremy Corbyn platform, are also the most sympathetic to independence. So it's not yet clear whether he could be successful in disentangling those two things. He might be, but it's not clear. Even if it is, there's some of the opinion poll evidence that we've had so far would suggest that, well, he may be able to attract some people back to Labour, he might put off others.
Got the Scotland more left wing than England, is that the issue? And
No, I don't think that is the issue, not least because it's not true. So it's not really the case on most measures that Scotland is more left wing than England. There are one or two issues where there might be minor differences, but they are really quite minor. Scots think that they're more left-wing than people in England, but by any objective measure that isn't necessarily the case. But Scots also don't think themselves as left-wing as they position the parties. So, you know, so some of the debates within the Labour Party now are about where Labour positions itself to try and compete with the SNP, and some would argue that you do that on the left, and I think that would be a mistake and a misreading of where public opinion is at, because public opinion in Scotland is more centrist than the debate would sometimes assume to be the case.
Nobody predicted Jeremy Corbyn would win, but can Scottish Labour mount a similar shock next May, or is it home and dry for the SNP?
Well, Jeremy Corbyn won the leadership of his own party. He didn't win an election, so that's two different things. Who knows? I mean, politics is a funny game. I don't have a crystal ball any more than anybody else. So there are always events that intervene, and Labour, I suspect, will look back to the big change that took place in voting preferences between 2010, when Scotland was quite firmly behind the Labour Party in the UK general election of that year, and then a year later in the Scottish election, and actually just really in the context of the campaign, the vote shifted and opinion shifted towards the SNP and gave the SNP its majority. Now, I don't see the same thing happening this time. Circumstances don't look too favourable for the Labour Party in the run-up to next year. But, as I said, anything can happen and events can intervene, and we will see.
Okay, Nicola McCoon, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The consensus seems to be that a lot remains to be seen, but then that's politics. And in Scotland, we've seen our share in political shocks recently. Neil Findlay tells us that Mr Corbyn has what it takes, and that Labour can mount the challenge on both sides of the border. Nicola McEwen points out that for the Corbyn effect to truly take place, he must engage with Scotland and understand Scotland if he has a chance of winning support back. Professor McEwen also added that Corbyn is the man within Labour who has the power to do so. It's early days in his tenure and a lot does remain to be seen. The Labour movement will not go unnoticed in the UK, however, whether for better or for worse. Corbyn's message needs to be in tune with the political environment of Scotland for Scotland to want to hear it. Thank you for joining me on this week's edition of Touring Politics. Next week, I'll be heading up the East Coast to the S City of Dundee.